USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's first lady recovering after undergoing a kidney procedure yesterday at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center near D.C. Last night, Vice President Mike Pence gives an update.
I'm pleased to report the procedure was a success, and Melania is already on the mend.
The White House says it was to address a benign kidney condition. The 48-year-old First Lady Melania Trump expected to stay in the hospital through the end of this week. A new U.S. embassy in Israel opens in Jerusalem yesterday, and President Trump says in a video message,
"Congratulations. It's been a long time coming."
Palestinians against that move of the embassy from Tel Aviv. Dozens of protesting Palestinians were killed yesterday in violent clashes with Israeli security forces. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
The U.S. Supreme Court giving the green light for states to make sports betting legal, and many plan to do so perhaps in a matter of days. In a case involving New Jersey, the High Court said federal prohibitions on sports betting are unconstitutional. Lawyers for the state had argued that federal limits were infringing on states' rights. In Northern California, a husband and wife are now arrested and facing charges for the alleged abuse of their 10 children. Police arresting Ina Rogers and her husband Jonathan Allen after they say they found the children living in garbage and worse. Allen's being held facing charges of abuse and torture. Rogers facing neglect charges, though she was free on $10,000 bail yesterday, speaking to her children through reporters.
"We love you so much. I can't talk to you right now. But babies, if you see this, your mommy loves you. Every day I am working for you."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM.
Fire departments on Hawaii's Big Island are reporting fissures in a southeast area of the Kilauea volcano are now releasing very high levels of sulfur dioxide gas. USA Radio's John Clemens with more.
Air quality is now red, meaning an immediate danger to health. Choking or the inability to breathe have been reported. Hawaii Police spokesman Alan Richmond explains what it's like when you get too close to the area.
Quite a bit like being in the middle of a jet engine with a lot of the lava spewing up hundreds of feet into the air, molten lava throwing rocks. So it's quite spectacular, but also at the same time, you can't get too close to it because the heat is intense and it's quite frightening.
I'm John Clemens.
President Trump is scheduled to lunch with Republicans from the Senate at the Capitol today and talk about what they can get done before the midterm elections in November. Hot topics are likely to be immigration reform and renovating the nation's highways, bridges, rails, and airports. And an asteroid the size of the Statue of Liberty is set to fly past the Earth this evening. It's called Asteroid 2010 WC9. It's expected to pass Earth at about half the distance to the moon, estimated to stretch about 170 to 400 feet across. Astronomers say few objects of the size ever pass that close to the Earth, but this asteroid won't pose any dangers. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.